Welcome to Mind Body Pause with Charlie Kale. Holistic living for you and your animals. You found your happy place to nurture your connection to animals with enlightening information from the innovators who make their world a better place. This is Mind Body Pause on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, fellow animal lover, Charlie Kale.
Hi there. Welcome to Mind Body Pause, holistic living for you and your animals. Thank you so much for being here. This is show number 18, Life Lessons from One Up Max, the canine social media influencer with Lisa Shaver. I'm Charlie Kale, mom to two dogs and three cats, broadcaster and Reiki practitioner in San Francisco at Energy Healing for People and Paws. I do healings in person as well as over the phone or on Skype because energy transcends space and time. And there's more about all of that at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. This is your safe place to honor animals, where we'll nurture our connection to them mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and literarily. That's books. My guest is the mom of the star of his own book, as well as a social media influencer with over 80,000 Facebook fans and Instagram followers. Lisa Shaver is an author, teacher, and education administrator with over 17 years experience, currently teaching at-risk high school students. As a former Olympian, she competed in women's softball in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. As a passionate animal rescue mom in Murata, California, she and her husband care for several rescues who rescued them. One in particular is One Up Max, the inspiration for her new children's book, Adventures of One Up Max, Runic and the Crystal Cave. Max is an AKC master level and CPE championship level agility competitor, as well as popular social media influencer. Find out more at oneupmax.com. Welcome, Lisa Shaver.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Who is One Up Max and how did he enter your life?
Max is my soul, my dog soul. We had a rental in Lodi and the people had to move out to take care of her father. And when they were moving, they couldn't take him with them. Oh. And as they were checking out, and I didn't really know all of this, but as they were checking out to hand us the keys, there was Max, there was a crate, and there was like this little monkey toy. And they asked, can you take him? And we're like thinking in our brains, yeah, what are we going to do? Just leave him here? So, right. and he was cutie anyway. So we took him but I was thinking, gosh, we have so many animals. Can I find somebody? This is a real cutie. Somebody will take him. So I'm calling up people or texting some people on the way home. And I thought I found somebody. Somebody's mom had recently lost a dog and was ready to try again. So she was supposed to maybe come over in a couple of days. It was Friday and maybe Sunday. Well, she never made it. And she needed to postpone and do it another week, but oh well, that was too long. I just fell in love with him and he was all mine. So we just, I don't know. It was just
Max is your soul dog. Exactly. Max is your soul dog and he found you. And I've done some shows on soul dogs.
Really?
Oh yeah. I've got a German Shepherd right now who is my soul dog. So I get it. I saw this cartoon on Facebook the other day and it was this car pulled off the side of the highway and this, person size in a big dog suit standing at the steering wheel and a person in a big cat suit at the passenger door waving to a person with a chain around his neck on the side of the road and said, bye, we're being adopted by a new family. Can't take you. And I was like, how appropriate is that? Because that's what people do to animals. And it's just unfathomable to me because they're part of my family. If I'm moving, then obviously they are part of the equation. But not everybody feels that way.
Right. Well, and sometimes you just can't, there are sometimes situations. So, but if something happened, he's going with us. In fact, we want to move to Hawaii someday. That is a goal. And in the meantime, you'd have to do all these things, jump through hoops. They don't have that 6-month quarantine anymore, but certainly you still have to make sure you jump through all the hoops to get him there. So I took the titer, spent the money, did the titer test, waited the 121 days or 120 and then don't go before then, right? And so he's ready to get his health check and his little certificate so I can mail into Hawaii. And I guess it's good for 3 years. So I've just got to, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Right.
I'm ready to go. Although he's never flown, but I'm buying him a seat, man. He's not going under the cabin.
Exactly. I'm the same way. I drove across the country with two of my cats one time during a move because they wanted to fly me out ahead of time. And I said, oh, no, my cats are not going in the cargo hold. No, no, no. And they didn't, you know, want to spend the money on a seat for two cats, whatever the airline regulations. So I hear you. So we are talking to Lisa Shaver, author of the children's book Adventures of 1UP Max, Runic and the Crystal Cave, available at 1upmax.com as well as Amazon. So I just got the book in the mail a half hour ago.
I'm so sorry. It got there so late.
And so I was quickly reading through it. I got about a quarter of the way through, though, because I wanted to hurry up and read some of it. And it is adorable. It is so sweet. I just adore Max, too. And it's so funny because while I was reading through it, there's one part toward the beginning when Max is crying and said, oh, I don't want to cry. Big dogs don't cry. And I immediately thought to myself, oh, well, this is such a good opportunity to say, hey, it's okay for boys to cry. And sure enough, you wrote where the dragon came over and said that his big daddy dragon told him it's okay for boys to cry.
That's right. Yeah. No, I mean, it is okay. It is okay for boys to cry. It is okay for girls to cry. It's okay for everybody to cry when you need to, you know?
But the important thing is that this is, it's a book for children, for preteens, teenagers, but clearly it's a fun read for adults too, because I actually can't wait to finish the book. It's really fun, but it's a chance for you apparently to get some nice lessons out. What are some of the lessons in Adventures of 1UP Max?
I wasn't necessarily trying, because I remember when I was first starting out and looking, well, am I going to do a picture book? Am I going to do a chapter book? You know, what am I going to do? And it was like, oh, don't impart lessons. Don't, you know what I mean? So I didn't intentionally do it, but definitely friendship, determination, working together, probably even more than that. But those are the things. But, you know, those are the things that stick out in my mind. And it was funny when a friend of mine who's a reporter did an article on me New Year's Day. He said, this really has a lot to do with your life, you know, with the Olympics and your perseverance. Yeah, there you go. Another one, perseverance, you know, perseverance and just keep striving, you know, for that goal. And I go, I guess you're right. I didn't really think about it, but it came out, you know, so it came out whether I wanted it to or not. And it wasn't purposeful, but certainly those are things that I believe in as I move forward with, you know, being a success coach in the future. You know, I think everybody should persevere, have determination, and, you know, take small steps, lead to bigger steps, and
for sure.
Keep moving forward. Right.
Well, those are all wonderful, wonderful qualities to impart to anyone, actually, not just children or teens, but to anyone. And to, you know, it takes a lot of ways in life to remind you that, you know, for all of those lessons, or, you know, for lack of a better word. And, you know, sometimes you can see something on the TV, you can read something, you know, you can have your parents tell you or however, but then reading it in a story as well is another good way to kind of cement it and help you realize, yeah, these are all good qualities and good things to aspire to.
Sure. And children need to hear it too. And sometimes, especially unfortunately with the at-risk students that I teach now, a lot of them don't get any positive reinforcement or it's okay to do this. You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. So it's important for the kids to hear it. But, you know, as you get to be an adult, you know, I mean, I had a little transition in my life there for a bit. And that's why Max definitely rescued me. You know, I was having some moments like, you know, it's okay. It's okay. And it's not your fault. It's the economy or it's this, you know, it wasn't your fault that some things happened, and it's okay to feel bad about it, but hey, get up and move on.
Oh, yes. I've been having those moments in my life, still do. And my animals are my biggest teachers. They are here to help me and rescue. They're rescuing me for sure. You mentioned that teaching at-risk students. Have they read 1UP Max?
You know, it just came out in December, and I just got the Lexile reading score, and I talked to the English teacher, one of the English teachers, and she goes, do you think they'll be, feel like it's beneath them? And I'm like, I don't know, but I'm probably going to give you one next week anyway.
Well, you know what? So what? You could say to them, hey, here's just something fun to, you know, pass by a couple hours in. Oh, you know, I know it's a reading level that's for beneath you, but it's okay. It's just fun read. You could say something like that to them.
It's a fun read, or read it to your little sister, little brother, or,
right,
you know, help them. Any of that. And it's all good too, because I'm sure the younger kids need the mentoring from their high school siblings.
What a fantastic opportunity for that as well. And then the older sibling will realize how good that felt to mentor, to teach in a way.
Mm-hmm. And once again, we all need mentors. We all need coaches.
And it feels so good to be one as well. We're talking with Lisa Shaver, author of the children's book Adventures of 1UP Max, Runic and the Crystal Cave, which is available at 1upmax.com as well as Amazon. Another reason I'm trying to get back to this book is because I'm totally into crystals. And I want to find out more about how they're using them and what they're doing with them. And because they haven't gotten to the point where they've been able to acquire all the crystals they need yet. And so, you know, are you into crystals?
I am, but I probably didn't develop it as much as you're probably going to want, but it's okay. There. And maybe when he, you know, makes a trip, spoiler alert, never mind. But maybe, you know, he'll, adventures with crystals in the future.
That was going to be a question further on down that I was going to ask, so I'll just ask it now. Apparently, there is a second adventures book in the works.
There is, and that one's going to be called The Underworld Portal.
Nice.
Yes, so Max does make it back home, unfortunately, I'll say that much, but not how and why and whatever. But anyway, he... is going to learn what happens on Earth with the crystal. Yeah.
I can't wait till that one comes out.
A little mishaps of what's going on, you know, how to learn how to use it. So that's how that opens up.
That's okay, because that's how we all are with our powers. We all have different powers and talents, and we all are, you know, that's life, our journey, learning how to use them.
Yep. So that's what he's going to do. And when he makes a mistake, I guess there's some other lessons in there.
Well, good.
To correct him, or, you know, to work at it anyway.
So will his two favorite cats be included in the adventures?
Not the second book, but we actually have another rescue that just happened over the holidays. And her name started off as Baby. It's a cute little silver striped kitten. There was going to be Baby, like in the Cary Grant movie, Bringing Up Baby. But she immediately got the nickname Cyborg after the MMA fighter. I can't think of her real name right now, but Cyborg, because she was just wreaked havoc in our house. I mean, she was just a destructo. She just attacked the other two cats, and they put up with her. But I'm hoping she's growing calmer now with all the love and affection from us, but she's still a little wild, but I want to name her Silver. But anyway, she might be, in fact, somebody asked me yesterday, one of my clients, is she going to be in your next book? And I said, well, maybe, but the second one's already kind of sort of written. So maybe the third one.
Excellent. And yeah, I'm a big fan of anything with wormholes and portals, because there's so much still we don't know about that. And it's just fascinating.
Oh, sure. And it's just fun. And I think everybody needs to get away from everything that's going on in the world. I mean,
No kidding.
I still watch if a Disney movie comes out, or if The Secret Pets of Life comes out, or you name it. I mean, you know, The Never Ending Story from a million years ago and the training of the dragon.
I've still been trying to carve out time to read A Wrinkle in Time again, because I just adore those stories.
Yes. And it's just fun. And I miss, you know, a lot of kids didn't read like all the fables and, you know, even the Beatrix Potter books, you know, there's a lot of things out there and it's just nice to escape and have a nice little fantasy, but yet teaching you something.
Well, and you know, that helps you manifest your future as well. When you escape into fantasy, then you can kind of clarify and image some things you do want and help manifest that in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep, certainly.
So this is Lisa Shaver, author of the children's book Adventures of 1UP Max Runic and the Crystal Cave, available at 1upmax.com. Max is a big time social media influencer.
Yeah, it was when we drive around in the car now. I mean, he goes with me almost everywhere. And if it's not me, it's my husband. But he could be sitting in the console between us or in our lap, or when it's a stop sign or a stoplight, he knows it. And he paused at the window if it's, he wants to look out, or if he sees somebody next door, you know, the car next door. And people just see him and they point at him and they giggle and laugh, or they roll down their window and say, what's his name? Or they're showing their kids, you know. So I just wanted to show him to a broader audience. And so I knew what Instagram was. And of course I knew what was Facebook. I dabbled a little, but it was a whole new thing. You know what I mean? Starting an account for Max. And so I just did my research and of some tips that you could do to help increase engagement or followers. And next thing you know, he's got over 50,000 on Instagram and over 80,000 on Facebook. You know, not that they all watch it all. It's a lot. But and so now it's almost a job, but I still enjoy it. I just don't have as much time as I want to take all the cute pictures in the summertime. Since I am teaching in the summertime, I have more time to do a little more traveling and, you know, do a little more dress up or take pictures. but that's how that started. And then it was just one step more, even though it's not real Max in the book, it's based after some of his adventures. So, you know, when he sees Runic in the backyard and he's chasing after him and has to get out there.
And Runic is a dragon.
Runic is a young dragon.
Young dragon, yes.
Yes, and when he sees him, he just has to get out there and say, hey, basically. And Max is like that. He saw that skunk, gosh, a few years ago, and he had to just run up to him and say, hey, how are you? And he was wagging his tail, and next thing you know, psh, right in the face. Poor guy.
My German shepherd did the same thing. She's like, hey, want to play? And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And because I was getting ready for work because I was doing a morning show in San Francisco at the time. And she and I ran out there to call her in and I got sprayed. We all got sprayed and I had to leave for work. So my poor partner all morning had to smell the skunk on me and my dog. You know, I didn't have time to wash her before I went to work. So when I got home, everywhere she'd been in the house was skunked. It was a nightmare.
Here's a tip. I actually found a product after, and I always kept it on hand. The skunk, we found a dead carcass about a year ago. So now he's no longer living, you know, I mean, not to say that another skunk's not going to come around, but our danger is somewhat past. But I found a product called Biocide Systems, and it's, I mean, I guess it smells like chlorine, but you spray that on the dog right away and it neutralizes him. It neutralizes it faster than anything. And poor Max, I think I bleached him out because he used to have more of the Chihuahua colors, like a golden brown with some white paw tips. Now he's like all white. He's not that old. I think I accidentally bleached him out a little bit. But if you get skunked, something's going to happen. But they also have things where, like, you know, the old-fashioned bug things where you would open up a canister and put it in the room to kill bugs. Well, they do that, except it's for this skunk smell. And they have one for your car, too, because the skunk got after he sprayed Max. He went into our garage and sprayed my car, sprayed everything.
Oh,
so my car was just a nightmare. So I had to get the car deodorizer thing and I lit it up in my car overnight. And it smelled like a swimming pool, basically. But hey, a swimming pool is better than
skunk. I think I used the combination. I can't think of it now, of hydrogen peroxide, Dawn.
Yes.
And then there's a third thing. But and that helped. But Sasha had to go in for leg surgery the next morning. His elbow. She has elbow dysplasia. And she was going in for surgery the next morning. And they told me that everyone who worked on her in the operating room had to wear double masks because the smell was so strong. I had given her several baths. It was still so strong. And I felt terrible, but it wasn't my fault.
No, that the skunk has oils and the oils literally lift off. I discovered this. They literally lift off and reattach themselves to other things. That's why the smell is getting stronger and stronger. So it might lift off the dog, the little particle, and it's so small, I guess, and then attach to a wall or a chair or so that's why the
side
the
of the bed. Yeah, right. Everywhere.
Oh, everywhere. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Anyway.
So Max working on his canine therapy certification?
We wanted to do that, but we got so entrenched in agility at the time. It's like you can only do so much, right? And
right,
we were just having fun. We were going for it 2-3 times a weekend and, go into agility and then his training during the regular week. He's now since retired and he could probably do it, but he had a couple of mishaps along the way, a couple of big dogs, he's on leash minding his business and attacked him. And it was like 3 incidents within like a 4-week period. So poor guy is a little gun shy these days. So, I'm a little leery. Maybe it's just me being, whatever, but he was a little, how do you want to say? You know what I mean? Just a little persnickety all of a sudden, but he's still very happy and, and all that.
Yeah. But that's like very good that you pay attention to that little, that slight change in him, because that is his indication that he's letting you know that he's uncomfortable. So that's really good that you did pay attention to that slight personality change.
Yeah. So I'm aware of it, just in case. So I'm not
sure. Good.
I'm not sure he was ready for it, but now I'm not sure. So I just kind of, I'll have to.
You know what? You're right. You trust your gut. They let you know. And if your gut is like, hey, then you're right to put the brakes on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, clearly you're connected to Max. You channeled him when you wrote this book. So I know you said it's not his exact adventures, but as you were writing along, weren't you wondering, talking to your Max character and saying,
sure,
what are you going to do next? How do you think you're going to get out of this?
Exactly. He was definitely talking to me. I see him run and I see how he acts and perceives the world and attacks his agility or, attacks how he goes out into the backyard. So yeah, you see what's going on and you just kind of channel that into what his voice would be.
So what kind of special perks does Max get being such a big time social media influencer?
He's spoiled. He gets lots of treats. when he poses for pictures, he is a model. He just stops and poses, especially if you're holding a treat. He knows he's supposed to hold a pose. And so sometimes when you want to do a boomerang, a moving type of thing, he won't move. And it's like, oh, come on, dude, I want you to move. But he gets lots of fun treats. And he recently had a split tooth. So that explained why he wasn't into tugging anymore. But now he's back into tugging and playing toys again. So, yeah.
Well, I didn't know if companies might.
Oh, well, there's some companies. I have done a little,
to him, right?
A little couple of gigs. In fact, we just got a company calling today, emailing today. And I said, sure. Sometimes they're paid. Sometimes they're for the treats.
Yeah.
And we were doing a little more of that. And I guess I got so busy, I wasn't following up as much on that as possible. But we do get, he did something for a ring. So I have, I think it was called Forever Paws or I can't remember the exact name of the company, but they actually take a paw print, the actual paw print of your animal, and then they put it on the jewelry. So I'm actually wearing a ring right now that says Max, and it has his paw prints all over it. So I got that, and I wear it all the time because it's my baby. So sometimes you get these awesome gifts, and sometimes, a few dollars come your way, and sometimes just the treats or...
Yeah, very nice. So we just have about a minute left. So what is one thing you would really like to impress upon everyone?
I would say follow your dreams. Whatever you are passionate about, it just makes it fun, whatever you're doing, not work. And be sure to just take that first step. As I said earlier, small steps lead to bigger ones. And the next thing you know, you've accomplished whatever it is you're going after, your goals. And there are no rewards without risk. So you have to take that first step.
Perfect. Thank you, Lisa Shaver, author of the children's book Adventures of 1UP Max, Runic and the Crystal Cave, available at 1upmax.com as well as on Amazon. You can follow Max on Facebook and also on Instagram at 1UP Max. And again, the book is adorable. I got to start reading it and I really can't wait to find out how things go. And I really want you to hurry up with your second and third book, Lisa, so I can keep following the adventures.
Yay.
And thank you so much, everyone, for hanging out with me on Mind Body Paws, Holistic Living for You and Your Animals. I'm Charlie Kale. Check out my Reiki business, Energy Healing for People in Paws, for healing sessions in person, on Skype, or over the phone for people and animals at charliekale.com, charliekale.com. You can find all the past shows there, as well as on my page at Empower Radio. And you can find all guest contacts there as well. And if you're connecting with them on social media, please connect with me on social media too. Special thanks to Brent Carey, the CEO of Empower Radio, and Remy Smith at the controls at the studio in Detroit for all their love and support. Take care and remember, no matter what's going on with your animals, don't beat yourself up thinking you could have done better because you're doing the best you can. They know it. They chose you anyway, and they love you for it. Mind Body Paws is a guilt-free zone. See you next time.